Hello and welcome to the NutriMantra podcast. As promised earlier, today we will be talking about FODMAP foods and a low FODMAP diet. FODMAP stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides and polyols, which are short-chain carbohydrates that the small intestine absorbs poorly. These compounds can cause symptoms of cramping, constipation, bloating, gas, abdominal pain, and diarrhea in individuals with digestive disorders such as irritable bowel syndrome, that is IBS, and other functional digestive disorders. The low FODMAP diet was developed by researchers at Monash University in Australia to help manage the symptoms of IBS and other digestive disorders. The goal of this diet is to reduce symptoms, improve quality of life, and provide a long-term dietary approach to managing digestive disorders. The low FODMAP diet involves restricting foods that are high in FODMAPs initially and then gradually reintroducing the same foods to determine which foods trigger symptoms. Low FODMAP is a three-step elimination diet. Firstly, you stop eating high FODMAP foods. Eliminate all of them for 6 weeks. Next, you introduce them one at a time to see which ones are troublesome. Once you identify the foods that cause symptoms, you can avoid or limit them in your diet. High FODMAP foods that aggravate the gut include dairy-based milk, yogurt, ice cream, wheat-based products such as cereal, flour, various breads, chapati, beans and lentils, some vegetables like asparagus, onion, garlic, some fruits like apple, cherry, pear, peaches, watermelon. So instead of having these foods, you need to base your meals around low FODMAP foods like rice, millets, quinoa, oats, eggs, plant-based milk and their products, vegetables like brinjal, potatoes, tomatoes, cucumber, zucchini, etc. Fruits like grapes, oranges, strawberries, blueberries and pineapple, to name a few. The low FODMAP diet requires careful attention to the ingredients of processed foods and labeling of food products to ensure that all high FODMAP foods and ingredients are avoided. This diet is part of therapy for those with IBS and other functional digestive disorders. Because it can be challenging during the restrictive phase, thus it is important to work with a doctor or a nutritionist who can ensure that you are following the diet correctly and maintaining proper nutrition as well. So to conclude, a low FODMAP diet is an effective approach to managing the symptoms as well as improving the quality of life for IBS patients and those suffering with other digestive disorders by restricting foods that are high in FODMAPs. It is important to note that the diet should only be followed under the guidance of a healthcare provider to ensure its effectiveness and safety. On this thought, I will take your leave now. Keep listening to the NutriMantra podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.